It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. BT and Sal back on the fan. We'll get back to your Mets calls, 888-808-1019. But the Yankees do have a big game today as well. This is a great day, BT, New York sports. Again, we have both the Mets and Yankees playing baseball playoff games. You get the Mets, of course, at home, game 4, 5 o'clock. Yankees on the road in Kansas City, huge game 3. That one, what is it, 7:08 first pitch?
7:08, yep.
So 2 hours after the Mets first pitch, you get the Yankees here. And it's going to be a big, we talked about the Mets stars producing right now. The Yankee stars got to step up, specifically Aaron Judge.
You know, Aaron Judge and somebody like Aaron Judge, any great player who's going through it, and he's wearing it for sure. He just looks jumpy and he looks out of whack here. To me, anytime a great player goes through a prolonged stretch of, I'll just use the word ineptitude to keep it moving, a radical drop from what we're used to, I look for a couple of things. Like with Pete, when Pete was going through what he was going through, he was jumpy and he was loose with his mechanics. And while I would generally have confidence that Aaron Judge tonight or the next game or eventually is going to run into a 3-run missile because he's Aaron Judge, he looks like he looked in April. And he is missing balls by 2 feet. He has expanded his zone. He is, I'm going to use the word jumpy again. He's like when Aaron Judge is locked in, he's spitting on that first curveball or sinker or slider in the dirt. He's swinging at it. Like, he is so, I think, Sal, so aware of his October failures, for lack of a better word, that I think he's pressing. And he's pressing to the point now where I'm not saying that I don't expect the Yankees to win tonight, but I don't really expect Aaron Judge to be in the middle of it right now.
Which is crazy. Although tonight is now look, there are no excuses. It's the postseason. It's the DS. It's not even the championship series or the World Series yet. But they are facing Seth Lugo, one of the best pitchers in baseball. I mean, can you really knock Judge if he goes 0-for tonight against Lugo? Reagan's is one thing.
Yeah.
You know, Waka, I know Waka's had his number, but still, it's Michael Waka. Like, come on, bro. You're Aaron Judge. At some point, you got to get hit. And the Royals bullpen. But Lugo tonight, you would think that of the three is going to be the most difficult matchup.
Yeah, which is why I wouldn't play Stanton. Because, I mean, runs are going to be at a premium. Number one, you know, runs have been at a premium too often this year with the Yankees if they don't get the long ball. And I can't have Stanton just, you know, clog up the bases like he's done multiple times every single game. So myself, I would play Dominguez tonight. Yeah. I would play him. I'm going to keep running Verdugo out there. You know, I don't want to be so bottom line. Like tomorrow, if Aaron Judge takes the collar and he's 0-for-4 and he lines out the center and he hits like a one-hop rocket to the second baseman, strikes out and pops out. Like, I'm not thrilled, but at least there's signs that he's beginning to square up the baseball, which means his mechanics and everything are starting to come back to where they need to be. That's one thing, because Lugo is good. But, you know, if you strike out again, you know, especially early when you have guys on base, you set the tone, he's going to get crushed, and rightfully so.
Well, it's not even like he came out, you're right, it's not even like he came out with nobody on in his first at-bat and struck out. He's come up twice, 2 games in a row, with a chance to change the game right out of the gate.
Yep.
And he's come up short in both instances. The Yankees failed because of it.
And you see what I see. Again, like, there's guys who might be in a little bit of a stretch where they're cold, but the swings are still pretty good. Like Austin Wells early in the year. Remember I said Austin Wells was actually, some of his advanced numbers were pretty favorable. The average wasn't there, but he was hitting some bad luck, and he's proven to be a pretty comp. I love Wells. You know that.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm seeing Judge, and I have to say this again. Judge looks like he looked in April. He looked like he hasn't played for a month. I know he didn't play for a week. Nobody did if you're a Yankee, but he looks incredibly rusty. He looks incredibly unsure of himself. He is all out of whack, and he's going to have to reconnect, and he's going to have to do it fast, because I don't want to waste anybody's time on legacy now. We're in the middle of a series, which I think the Yankees will still find a way to win, but if Judge doesn't join the party, it is unacceptable. He's not 25. He's 32. He is in the firm apex of his career. He's got to hit.
You expect the Yankees to have a game 5 or no?
I do. Wow. I think they're going to split in Kansas City, come back, and, you know, then it's Rodon at that point, which would terrify me. And I've been supporting Rodon, but what I saw the other night would have me very rattled going into game five with him.
Yeah, I don't know.
To the point where I might bypass him and give the ball to Luis Hill.
Rodon, come on, he's terrible. Yeah, and if he can't succeed in that spot where the crowd was, the way I would describe it as I was in the building for it, a ferocious roar. Wasn't just loud. It was ferocious. When he struck out the side and then gets out of trouble in the third, I think it was, or had a moment there in the third.
Got out of trouble.
Yeah, and then you're thinking, okay, even me, I'm like, oh, maybe this is the night. I still don't trust him, but maybe this is the night. And then, boom, fourth inning.
I know.
He gives it all up. If he can't succeed there, where's he going to succeed? Do you think, couple more things on this, do you think that them getting away from home, and it plays into you saying that you think it's going to be a game five, where if it does come back to a game five, I mean, it's going to be immense pressure on this group. Do you think being on the road will help them a little bit?
I think the easy answer is yes, because it's a different energy.
They've had a better record on the road than home, don't
they? Oh, yeah, they really scuffled at home. Which is very much the aberration. There was a point where they just could not win in the Bronx at all. It was actually prolonged. It was alarming. But it's also an anomaly. Like, the Yankees always play well at home outside of this year. I would think that maybe you get away from the 49,000 lunatics who are cheering for you, and you kind of get that extra energy, you know, pulsating through your body, and maybe you're a little bit too amped up. I think that will be gone tonight, but now you're facing their best pitcher. So right. You might be more relaxed, and you still might get four or five hits and have a rough night. Lugo's good.
And I got to be honest with you, I don't know if it's, like, I know what this Yankee team was all year, but there's something about the Yankees in the postseason, and maybe more specifically the Yankees in the postseason against the AL Central. I'll admit, like, I didn't think the Royals were very good. I still don't think the Royals are very good, but they should be up 2-0 in this series. And by the way, Bobby Witt Jr. hasn't done crap either.
Nothing.
Mr. MVP. I mean, can he get a hit? I mean, so it's not just Judge. It's also Bobby Witt Jr. Imagine if he had his impact felt. They should be up 2-0. But I'll admit that when it comes to the Yankees, even though I knew that this team, I've been saying it all year, I don't believe they're good or World Series caliber. Maybe I'm brainwashed from what I saw in the 90s. I just feel like I bet them to sweep this series. I thought they were going to sweep this series against the Royals.
Tell me that. Yeah.
And I still don't feel like they're going to, like, are they really going to lose in the first round to the Royals? Based on how they're playing, it is logical to think that that is a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I'm just brainwashed by the Yankees in the postseason historically feeling like there's no way they're going to lose in the first round to a division to a AL Central team.
Well, I don't feel as confident. You know, and think about what we just said about Howie Rose and with Howie, like that the staleness of, even though it's amazing and it's, you know, it's the origin for many of our sporting memories in the formative stage, the championships, the Mets in 86, the St. John's Final Four, whatever, things we referenced before. I don't want to hear about the 90s anymore. I appreciated them. I was there for a lot of those wins. It was amazing. I went to two parades. It was great. I was there in 09 game two when Pedro pitched against A.J. Burnett. Great game. But I'm done with that. Like, I am disconnected and divorced from the 90s because this team hasn't played like that in forever. The blind faith is gone. I do think the Yankees win the series. I don't know if they win because of Judge. I still feel good. Volpe's had some good at-bats lately, starting to run on the bases a bit. I still think Jazz, you know, maybe the home run gets him going the other night. I don't like what he said post-game. Right. I thought that was very weak when he said the Royals got lucky. But I think Wells is swinging the stick all right. I think the Yankees squeezed by Kansas City, but I don't want to hear about the 90s. A long time since the 90s.
Steven is calling from Harlem. What's up, Steven?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Steve.
You know, I was hoping to call in today to talk some Rodon finally, you know, that didn't go the way I expected. So I'll give you props where it's due, Sal. He hasn't earned that contract, but I'll say this, postseason's not over. I don't think they're coming back to New York to play Kansas City. I think they're coming back to New York to play whoever wins between the Guardians and Tigers. We played really well in Kansas City during the regular season. I know it's the regular season, but sometimes you see the Yanks go into different ballparks and they can kind of relax into their strokes a little more. It sounds a little silly, but the outfield in Yankee Stadium is so tight that there's certain balls that just, you know, don't drop, that look like they're going into gaps and stuff like that. I think Judge is going to have two doubles today. His last couple of at-bats after the first one of the game two was a lot better. I don't see him coming up and hitting a home run, but I think he's towards the end of April, not beginning of April, like BC, where he started to hit some doubles and come into himself, and then you started to see the power really come. So,
are right. The doubles did come before the home runs, and thanks for the call. I mean, by the way, both teams have to deal with the with the outfield dimensions. So, you know, line drive's not dropping for the Yankees. Well, guess what? You can make the case they're not dropping for the Royals either.
Yeah.
So,
Gleyber Torres pop up and right wouldn't have been a home run, but Yankee Stadium, like, come on.
Yeah, and you think about Witt's first at bat against Gerrit Cole. I mean, he hasn't had any hits, but he absolutely lasered that one to dead center that another foot or two could have easily been gone, or 2 feet either way, left center and right center. That's a two-bag or maybe a three because he might be the fastest player in baseball. The Yankees are just weird to read, man.
Yeah, they
just have been, Sal.
I still expect Judge to go nuts.
I don't.
Even if it's against... I know.
Eventually. But I don't know if I expect him to go nuts this series.
Yeah. I mean, if he doesn't, there might not be another series.
Well, that's why Soto's got to carry the mail. And, you know, Volpe and Wells and the players I mentioned. Grisham. I mean, come on. I thought Birdie swung the bat well the other night.
Yeah, he played
well. I'd play him again at first base.
Again, we're going to rely on Birdie now being an integral part.
Yeah. No, not relying on him.
But think about what we're talking about here. You're right. And maybe you trust him more than others. I don't believe in Gleyber Torres. I still believe Torres will cost the Yankees in a big spot. And by the way, he comes up in a big spot. Like, you've got to get that game to Juan Soto. You've got to get that game to Juan Soto. You can't end it with Soto being on deck. No way. Figure out a way. Lindor would have gotten on and passed the baton. That's what he does. That's why the Mets have had those dramatics. There's only one thing Gleyber Torres needed to do in game two. Get the game in Soto's hands, win or lose, and he couldn't do it. So I don't trust Gleyber. Stand on the base pass. I'm with you. He's unplayable. He's unplayable.
I can't run him out there anymore.
Whatever potential offense, and he's been like this for years anyway, but they just keep running. We talked about this in the offseason. We don't want Stanton back. It's one of the reasons why I said that the Mets had a better offseason than the Yankees, because Stanton should have been off this team.
Yep.
And you're seeing it again. So there are certain things I don't believe in with this Yankee team, but Judge is not one of them. I believe Judge is going to get it. Like, I don't believe in it or not. Judge, I believe, is going to turn it on. I would be surprised, even if just Soto and Judge alone weren't enough to get them through this series with Kansas City.
A lot of ways Yanks should be down 0-2. You said it. They got lucky on that call with Grisham.
Yep.
He was out. And, you know, this is maybe, hopefully not, but it would be a deeper conversation in a couple of days. If the Yankees don't win this series, Boone is gone and Judge is going to get crushed.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll come back with your calls. 888-808-1019. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.